Well, it was a very interesting morning here at the radio stations. On the phone with us is Rob Mize. Rob.
Chris, I have to be very crystal clear on this. This is a stunning blow to community communication and unity. And in Canada, we have a local broadcasting act that is a cornerstone of getting out local news. And this morning, NBC Radio, which is Country 89 and Giant FM, we were victims to this vicious act of vandalism early this morning. We are award-winning stations for its role in news and entertainment, emergency alerts. That was cut off on purpose. We were left incapacitated. This is vital infrastructure that was cut this morning in Niagara. This is very serious. And it's really unbelievable. You know, we are in Welland on Forks Road. It is a rural area. People knew what they were doing, and they tampered with our equipment. Severe damage to equipment, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I tell you right now, this will send shockwaves in our community, in the province, and in Canadian radio. We are very tight with the community, and someone knows what happened here. This has left a big void in community spirit and in local news. It's beyond comprehension. Beyond. And we are very upset. We will, at this point, the police are involved. They are looking at a number of people right now. I would tell you that much. It's a direct attack on the community to stay informed and connected. What would have happened this morning, Chris? If a big problem happened, and we had to get the word out, we were cut off. But I'll tell you, we have great team, great staff. Our top priority right now is restoring the stations to full operational capacity over the air and online. We're committed to identifying those responsible. They will face the full extent of the law for this act. And again, I want to say thank you to our technicians, our staff, scrambling on a Tuesday morning, back to school, getting out information for families, for bus routes, and safety. We're going to be back soon, and bigger and better than ever. We're devastated by this. It's senseless. Our team is working around the clock. They haven't heard the last of this, Chris.
I agree, Rob. Very valid points. The people depend on us to pass along information that is super important, very pertinent. And it could be just, it affects somebody in some way. Even one bus route gets changed, that affects families. That's just one minor example.
All I will tell you right now, everybody hearing this, if you know anything about this crime, this serious crime, please call the authorities. People talk. People know something. They knew exactly where to go, when to go, what to do first, what to do second, what to do third to knock us off the air. This is no accident. These lines were not cut by rodents in the field. This is a very slick operation. We're going through our cameras at the moment. We're talking to people already. I'll tell you, we're getting information on our text lines right now. And we have forwarded all that information to the authorities.
Okay, Rob. And if the culprit is listening, we'll get you. You know we will.
Chris, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience to all of our listeners out there and your words of thoughts and you know, just being patient with us. We're going to come back bigger and stronger. We're part of the community. And no one is going to shut us down.